Stark, this is dictating on Catherine Heller. Catherine is C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. C as in cat. C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. Catherine Heller. H-E-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is 3/31/1948. Their visit is 12/22/23. Please make a copy for Jennifer Kramer, APRN Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Jennifer Kramer, APRN. Copy for her, please. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Catherine Heller for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old lady with a history of shortness of breath with exertion and upon taking deep breaths has been feeling like a band around her waist and has had a dry cough. An occasional whitish mucus period. The patient had gone for a chest x-ray on 11/6/23, which showed no acute infiltrate and showed evidence of hyperinflation. She has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed. And she also has been treated for reflux symptoms and has used the Advair disc inhaler twice a day. The patient has lost weight and she denies any fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for asthma and history for hypertension and hypothyroidism. A previous history for fibromyalgia as well as rheumatoid arthritis and peptic ulcer disease. She has had spinal stenosis and chronic back pain, and she has Raynaud's phenomena. Previous surgery includes appendectomy and a hysterectomy, and a C-spine surgery with fusion at C4 and C5, and cataract repair with implants. Next, paragraph, habits. Patient denies smoking and no significant alcohol use. She worked in an optical shop. Till retirement. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of lymphoma and heart disease. Mother had heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. She had cataracts, no glaucoma. She has vertigo and sore throat and hoarseness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, and heartburn, and diarrhea. She also has hay fever. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, has occasional chest pains and swelling of her extremities. Then has depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities, memory loss, and skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. Oh, I'm sorry, medalist included lisinopril. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Duloxetine 30 milligrams daily, Pepcid 20 milligrams BID, Synthroid 25 micrograms daily, Leflunomide 20 milligrams HS, Hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams BID, and Advair 250 by 50 micrograms 1 puff BID, and Tramadol 50 milligrams BRN. Oh, please add in the past history. The patient also has a past history for hypothyroidism and hypertension. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, thinly built white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. There's no pallidocyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 82, respiration 20, times 97.6, weight is 101, saturation 97. HEND anomalous pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. He has no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the arteries irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. Diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is history of rheumatoid arthritis. Number 4 is fibromyalgia. Number 5 is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest with contrast. She will continue with Advair, this 250 by 51 puff, I'm sorry, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. And advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, two puffs, PRN. A CBC IG level, ANA, RA factor, SED rate, will be requested, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jennifer Kramer, APRN. This is Dr. D'Souza.